Welcome to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with your host, Tom the Digital Architect Liebel. Are you tired of spending money on marketing efforts that produce little or no results? Unable to decide whether internet marketing is right for your business? Want to take your brand to the next level but are unsure of what steps to take next? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in their pursuit of growing a profitable business and learning actionable strategies on how they can outperform brands that are older, bigger, and stronger.
Hey guys, today with me I have Andrea Vall. She specializes in social media advertising. She's a stand-up comedian, and I bet there's some other stuff we'll find out today. I know you're an author too, a co-author
yes,
at least.
There's that, yep.
But yeah, we just spoke about the stand-up comedy thing on the website. It was the second thing I clicked. It's helping Andrea get speaking engagements. And, you know, it's something I've been thinking about for a while. You know, we all have similar type businesses, but this uniqueness factor, right? We all have something
right
that we could put out there. And you've done it in a... Who's Grandma Mary, by the way? I see that on the
website. Yeah, that was really how... That's really how I got started in being really unique, is I started my blog as Grandma Mary, Social Media Edutainer. And that's really... I'm a big believer in being unique and having something a little unusual. And I did improv comedy for 8 years and used one of my characters to start my blog because she got a little cranky about social media. And so I blogged in a wig for years.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So that's actually kind of what helped me stand out and actually led to a connection with my co-author, Phyllis Kerr, that then developed into the book deal of Facebook Marketing All-in-One for Dummies.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear one of your clients tell the story of you coming in a wig trying to give a proposal. I'm just curious about that.
It is interesting because I actually did lose business because of Grandma Mary as well. And that actually was fine with me because I figured if a person isn't, you know, open to humor, then they're probably not a good fit for me because I'm all about humor.
I mean, I love stand-up too, so I can appreciate all that. And I do understand, you know, in the beginning when you're starting a business, you want every client, right? Because you just want that money. But at some point, and it's the same with me, like I say no many more times than I say yes now. Just because I know who I enjoy working with.
Right. Yeah. In the beginning, I was like, oh no, I can't believe that they don't want to work with me because, you know, I've got this side. And then I thought about it and I'm like, you know, that's actually okay. But it's a little scary it's scary also to even consider, you know, like a niche or something like that. I know a lot of people say, well, I just do everything because I want the business. But really in the end, you're better off going a little bit narrower and really focusing in on who you like to work with.
So what is your niche? Because I'm seeing Facebook ad services. I'm seeing, you know, some other stuff about social media. Right. I see speaking. Like what is the 80-20 of your business?
Yeah, really one of my biggest products is Social Media Manager School. So that kind of is a little bit, it does cover a lot, but it's really the focus of that product is to help people learn how to do social media as a business and run their own business. And we developed that course, Phyllis Kerr and I actually co-founded it. And we developed that because that was the course we kind of wished was around when we were starting our businesses, because we didn't know anything about how to write contracts or how to do proposals or how to even, you know, incorporate your business and what you needed to protect yourself as a business owner. I had come from, you know, I always had been entrepreneurial, but never really truly started my own business. So that was kind of where we wanted to focus, is combining the social media knowledge with the business building knowledge. So that's one of the biggest products I have. And then the other big side of my business is in Facebook advertising. So that's where I focus. And I also do speaking. So I'm kind of not following my own rule and I'm doing probably a little bit too much, but it's hard when you really enjoy everything, you know, it's hard to think about giving something up because I love the speaking. I love Facebook ads and I of course love the school. So you know, what are you going to do?
I guess you just keep doing them. Let's talk about the online school. I'm a big fan of online courses. I have a company working exactly in those niches. Mm-hmm. How do you market your course? I see a landing page here. Is it through a webinar, Facebook ads? What's your funnel like?
Yeah, we have a couple of different lead magnets. We have a social media manager school kit, starter kit, that is a series of ebooks, and that's probably our most popular lead magnet, and that's at socialmediamanagerschool.com/starter kit, and that that is an instantly downloadable product. And then we also do webinars, and we launch the course about 3 times a year, usually somewhere in there, and then that kind of helps us bring in a new group of students, and then we kind of run the course, and it's all online, and then we launch again. So that's kind of our flow for getting people in and connecting with them. But definitely email marketing and Facebook ads are a big part of how we get people into the funnel.
So if we break that funnel down a little further, you would send the Facebook traffic to this lead magnet.
Right.
Then you would get them on the email list. Mm-hmm. You probably want to get to some number of opt-ins. Mm-hmm. Then you launch the course again, and you do a webinar to sell it?
Yeah. So the webinar will we pack the webinar with tons of great information, and then at the end we offer the course and offer people a chance to sign up, and we are usually have our cart open for about a week, and then start the course. And we have, you know, most of the course is all online and recorded. We do have a live element for our premium package. We have two levels for the course. One is the just kind of all the online stuff, and then one includes some advanced documents and also some online live group training.
How do you cultivate the email list while they're waiting for the next launch?
Yeah, what we do with that is we just send people, I will often blog about specifically about social media manager school type or social media manager focused things. So then we're kind of letting people know about those posts. We also have some other lead magnets that we make sure people know that they've got access to, you know, some handy infographics and guides and stuff like that. So we're keeping the list warm in between launches with that kind of material.
And I'm seeing people praise the community. How do you run the community? Is it a Facebook group? What are you doing there?
Yeah, it is a Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group. And we have people who just love the Facebook group. It's just a great place to, you know, to ask questions, to get advice. And it's a really generous group. We've really worked hard to make sure that there's, you know, it's a safe space. People don't feel scared about sharing something, because people can end up sharing some fairly personal things. Because one of the things that's hard about being an entrepreneur is you're often kind of on this little island, you feel like, you know, and you may be in an area where no one else is doing what you're doing, or you don't know people in your area to connect with who are also entrepreneurs. And sometimes it just takes time to find those people. But an online space where people can go in and say, you know what, I'm having a hard day, or I'm not sure what to do in this situation with this client. What would you guys recommend? And people just are super wonderful about sharing in there. And it's a great, great place to be.
Interesting. And I see you have a Facebook ads course as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's very similar. I did have that open all the time. Mm-hmm. And I found that a couple of problems with doing that is that I wasn't as good about promoting it at certain times. I would maybe have a webinar every once in a while, but there sometimes wasn't an urgency, you know, to signing up for that. So I did decide to close the course, and I did also kind of add a live component to it that makes it makes more sense to just open it at certain times. So I have it closed, and I'm kind of on a 3 to 4 time open schedule for the year as well on that. And that also helps me because I am then really conscious of updating it, you know, at the times of the launches. So I'm, you know, kind of reviewing the material, making sure everything is pretty up to date. It's hard to have everything completely up to date since Facebook ads changed so much and are changing right now again. But I, you know, kind of allows me to do a review and make sure that it is pretty up to date, and then I launch it. So yeah, similar type of schedule with that, and the type of launches that I do with that with webinars. And I also have had some series of training videos that I launch with and things like that.
So in your experience, it's better to do 3-4 launches than keeping things open all year.
Yeah, evergreen for me, and it, you know, I think for other people it might work. It and if you get a funnel going, I think it can work well. But for me, I was realizing that I wasn't doing enough to promote it outside of those launch times or whatever. So for me, it helps me focus in and really do a bigger promotion push for the course when I'm opening and closing it. So I think, you know, I think people can make the evergreen work for them, but you just have to be really conscious and really focused on continually putting new leads into the funnel, so to speak, to get people connected to the material that you have.
Let's talk about some of these Facebook changes. You know, I think mm-hmm. you're a good person to talk to since it's
yeah.
just happening now.
Right.
And I'm seeing it too. Give me your thoughts on what's happening.
Yeah, I think ultimately it's going, you know, Facebook is really working to protect the users, and they're trying to focus on being more transparent. They're also doing some things to make the privacy settings easier. And the fact that they're taking away the partner categories for marketers, and so that people feel more comfortable on Facebook, is a huge signal that they are committed to their user base and not so much the marketers, which I think is the right focus. You know, that the people who are using Facebook need to feel comfortable there so that they don't leave. And, you know, there's a huge movement around delete Facebook. And I've already heard people, you know, who have done that. And that's, you know, it's fine for people if they do feel the need to delete Facebook. I think that Facebook is going to weather this storm okay. And I think that marketers need to realize that Facebook is still the place to be. It's, I think, ultimately, with the partner categories going away, it's you know, some people say they didn't use them. I thought they were really, really great. But, you know, we're just going to have to find other ways to target. There's certainly plenty of information already on Facebook that Facebook gathers, and interests and likes and fan pages that people like, so that we can still do really, really good targeting and make Facebook still be profitable. I think it's still working really well. Partner categories haven't been taken away yet that I've seen. I've still seen them in there. I think that's happening in the next month or so, but I think I think Facebook is going to weather the storm, and Facebook is still the place to be online right now. And so I think marketers should still be focusing efforts there, and not worry too much about what's changing. I think that it's ultimately going to be better for the users, and that's the good thing. So that's what we want to have, so that people stay there and you can still connect with people there.
I think I'm a little bit less optimistic than you are.
Just
from what I'm seeing, you know, the prices have been increasing a lot on Facebook.
Yeah, they have. That is true.
You know, engagement's been going down just because of the way Facebook is serving the ads now.
Right.
The audiences, you can still target really well. I'm still not having much problems with that, even though they are making changes with the custom audiences. We can't see a lot of the numbers of the audiences right. now. There are a lot right. of things which are, you know, now they're going to mess with the email list when we want to upload yes. those. You know, there's yeah. going to be a lot of things which, you know, like I'm actually seeing much more potential in super targeted YouTube ads than with Facebook. Instagram, I think, is still huge. I'm really bad still at Instagram, but I can see the opportunities, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, Instagram is also the, you know, the Facebook ads platform as far as, you know, as far as that goes. But yeah, I mean, I think organically, you know, that, you know, I think they're organically, I think the other sites like LinkedIn, Instagram, well, Instagram, yeah, somewhat, and YouTube are definitely, you know, better organically for sure. And I do agree that the Facebook ad cost is rising, and I think it's only going to rise more as more people come onto that platform. But I still think it's one of the better places to reach people.
It's a great place. I just feel mm-hmm. like, you know, putting all the eggs in that basket is really dangerous.
I definitely agree. Like, ultimately, what you want to do is get everyone onto your email list or over to your website so that you are kind of able to own your audience a little bit more, for sure. And I do recommend that people start looking at diversifying. If they're only focusing on Facebook, make sure you're diversifying. And I'm also doing more on YouTube myself and LinkedIn. So, you know, I think it makes sense. But I think for sure people, especially marketers, shouldn't abandon Facebook or think about, you know, not using it anymore.
What's your LinkedIn strategy? I've never been able to develop a good one that's actually sustainable.
It's, for me, it's really just about posting more. It's about just, because I was not doing very much over there, and I realized if I just increase my posting a little bit, I get a really good lift in website traffic coming from LinkedIn. So, you know, it's just about being a little bit more visible over there.
What sort of things do you post? I've always thought LinkedIn is almost like a MySpace. I'm surprised people are still on there.
I'm posting just links to my blog. I'm posting, you know, anytime I have an opt-in or a webinar or anything, lead magnet type of thing, I'm posting that over there as well. So
just in the different groups?
No, just on my feed.
On your feed?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
I gotta see if mine still works. I have been on there for so long. I thought you were maybe doing some of the advertising too.
Advertising is so expensive over there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's it can be, you know, $7 a click.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I've never tried. See, I like the advertising on YouTube. It's actually less expensive than Facebook, mm-hmm. and I can target individual videos, which mm-hmm. you know is, you can win. You're super easy with that.
Yeah.
Interesting. LinkedIn, good. Just post on your blog.
Okay. Yeah, just post on the feed and you'll get more traffic.
That's yeah. I never even think about that. Seriously, I thought it was like a MySpace.
That's good.
So, yeah, I'm looking through your website a little more. What sort of clients do you usually take for the Facebook ads?
Yeah, so what clients I work with often are people who are launching something, and that kind of makes sense because, you know, usually people, if they're launching something, they need a, you know, a focused ad campaign, and I really enjoy that type of thing, especially for like something that's online because it's so trackable and you can, you know, really kind of set up a sequence for people where you're driving people to the opt-in, and then you've got the retargeting ads for, you know, the sale. So that's a lot of fun. I love working on those types of campaigns. So that's where I have some long-term clients that I've worked with for years and years who, you know, they're doing things like workshops, you know, in-person workshops. I have people who are just running ads for years to their webinar, and we're just continually tweaking things and working to make sure that their opt-in cost is low. And as we get more and more traffic and more data, it, you know, often helps our costs because then we're really able to optimize around different things and kind of have the Facebook pixel then do a lot of work for, you know, making, you know, knowing what types of people opt in, and so that's a lot of fun. I really enjoy that type of work. So that's another thing where I feel like I only usually take about somewhere between 5 and 10 clients at a time because I am doing so many other things, but I feel like it helps keep me really sharp in seeing what real world things are happening with Facebook ads rather than just say, you know, kind of my own experience that with my own ads, because that really is not a true picture for other people, because, you know, I can sometimes get, you know, less than a dollar per opt-in on certain things, whereas a different type of business is just never going to get that. So, you know, you want to have a real world picture of what's really happening. So, and then sometimes I'm working with local businesses as well. And I do enjoy that too, because I think it's, fun to help a business grow. And I have a dentist client who, you know, they doubled their referrals just because they started running Facebook ads. So really, can be really helpful. And sometimes it's hard to track if you're a local business, but, by really getting good at kind of asking people, where did you hear about us? And that it's not always a perfect method because people are like, oh, I don't know, you know, somewhere in Facebook, I think, or a friend said something, you know, so you do have to do some things to track that type of thing for local businesses. It's easier, a little easier to track for online, but Definitely it's fun to see businesses grow, you know, because of Facebook ads.
Yeah, it's. I can respect that. You know, you get your hands dirty. But mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like you're really niched down. You know, you're taking very different clients. You know, it's not like, you know, you don't really specialize in local business or launches. It seems like all over the board.
Yeah. So there are, you know, for probably a larger percentage of my clients overall are kind of launches. But I do like taking a different variety because I think it helps you see what works in a variety of businesses, and it helps me present my Facebook ad training better because I think a lot of people are working with different clients.
Yeah, I think it's really good testing grounds, you know.
I
just find it's easier to specialize if you just go after one niche super hard. You know?
Yeah, really true. That is very true. And people can do really well with that because there's, you know, especially with a small niche, like then there's word of mouth between those people. And usually it's just much easier to get clients when you're really niche down there.
Yeah. Like I find with us, we really focus in on either local businesses that are sort of consulting type, you know, like mm-hmm. lawyers and those types, and then only marketing online courses. You know, that's mm-hmm. the only mm-hmm. two things that we hit and we can do it mm-hmm. really well.
Right.
But I've tried to test some other things and it usually doesn't work out so well. Either I get bored or
yeah.
Or I just feel like, you know what, you should go with someone else because this is not my, just my interest is kind of, you know, going on. So that's why I was asking you, because, you know, when you're doing so many different things, it's sort of like, right. you know, the focus is not, it can't be there the same for every client.
Right. Yep.
Interesting. Okay, Andrea, do you have any books coming out or anything that people should know about?
Yeah, I am working on a book right now called Facebook Ads Made Simple. And hopefully I'm kind of halfway through that. And hopefully that's going to be coming out in the early summer. So it's again, another thing to do, but I really enjoy, putting books together. I did write 3 editions of the Facebook Marketing All-in-One for Dummies. That was a huge project being 700 pages long, but this one's going to be a little bit more focused just on the Facebook ads. So looking forward to that coming out. And actually, with the new changes, I'm doing a few rewrites here. So hopefully I got to get it out quickly before there's any more changes.
Yeah, don't you find you're kind of putting yourself in a hole a little bit by writing about Facebook that changes so much? Like it's never going to be an evergreen thing.
Right. Yeah, it is a challenge. But people, you know, the interesting thing is people still read books, they get books. So, you know, and the nice thing I'm going to be doing with this is self-publishing it. So I'll have a little more control over when the edits come out and things like that.
What are you planning for the launch?
Yeah, the launch will be probably just a series of, I'm going to do a lot of guest posting and hopefully some interviews and things like that. And of course, you know, something like a webinar, to help promote that.
Very cool. Okay, Andrea, where can people find you?
They can find me at andreavall.com.
Oh, that's very simple.
I know. And then all my social sites are there too. So connect with me.
Very cool. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Brand Marketing Podcast with Tom, the Digital Architect Liebel. For more tips, tricks, and interviews, come visit smartbrandmarketing.com. That's smartbrandmarketing.com. And join the newsletter. It's free.